Welcome to the Dietitian Success Podcast. Here at Dietitian Success Center, we're all about making it easier for you to build your confidence and expertise. So whether you're a dietitian or a dietetic student, we've got something for you. I'm Krista, your host and the founder of DSC. Now, are you ready to ditch the imposter syndrome and join our incredible, vibrant community? If so, let's jump in. Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of the Dietitian Success Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Today, I'm going to talk about something that we have been discussing quite a bit, which is email list growth and how to make email list growth easy. And so I wanted to share with you the number one strategy that we use to grow our email list passively. And so by that, I mean, we sort of set it up once, and then it's a bit of a set it and forget it. There's not many things in your business that I would consider to be truly passive. This is one of those things, which is really cool because it's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving. And so we'll talk through that strategy step by step, how we implement it. And if you are enjoying this content, it is so helpful for us when you share about us with your friends, with your colleagues. So take this episode, send it to a friend, send it to a colleague in a DM on Instagram, in a text message, whatever, and just say, hey, I think you might enjoy this. That is so helpful for us. That's one of the best ways that we grow and more people become aware of our content is just through people sharing it organically with friends and colleagues. We so appreciate that. So into today's episode, I'm not going to talk too much about why an email list is important because I know I've talked about that quite a bit in the past. This episode is going to be focused on how do you grow your email list, and particularly how do you grow your email list with minimal effort? So I think that there's sort of a two-pronged approach when it comes to growing your email list. There is active effort. So that is you getting onto Instagram stories or any social media platform and actively talking about your freebie, your lead magnet, and sending people to your freebie or your lead magnet that way. But then there's also a passive strategy too, which can run in the background when you're not doing that active work. So I'm going to walk you through the exact steps that we take to set up this passive email list growth strategy. So the very first piece actually comes down to your lead magnet. If you already have a lead magnet, then I would use this first step to consider how could you optimize it? How could you improve it? How could you maybe even just change the title of it? If you don't have a lead magnet, then this is going to help to give you ideas for what your lead magnet should be. But first off, is do some keyword research to actually understand what to create a lead magnet about. So if you are new to SEO, we have a full training on SEO within the Dietitian Success Center Nutrition Plus Business membership that walks you through what is keyword research, how do you do keyword research, why is that so essential for making sure that people can actually find you on Google. This is an essential component, but it can also be applied back to a freebie as well. So as opposed to just creating a freebie based on what you think people might enjoy, do a little bit of keyword research and find, is there a keyword that has the highest volume and the lowest competition that could be created into a freebie that's related back to your niche? So for us, an example of this is our PES statement cheat sheet. The PES statement cheat sheet is actually a keyword that we found when doing keyword research. And so we decided, let's make a freebie out of this. And so that's an example of how to almost work backwards, look for what people are searching for, and then create a freebie based on that, because that's giving you the answer in terms of what people are interested in, what people are looking for. So that's the first piece, is do a little bit of keyword research. And by the way, again, if you already have a freebie, can you just do a little bit of keyword research to say, hey, maybe there's just a few words that need to change in the title of my freebie, and then it's going to be so much more optimized for SEO. Step two is writing a blog post about that topic with the objective of driving people to that freebie, You can start off with one. You can do multiple. We have a few blog posts that direct people to our different freebies. But write a blog post related to that topic and make sure you're using the keyword that you've identified in the first step throughout that blog post. And again, we go through this in much more detail within the SEO course in the Nutrition Plus Business membership. The third step is to create a graphic in Canva that promotes that freebie. So the objective of this graphic is to embed it throughout your blog post. And I'll include an example of one of our blog posts, and you can go in and you can actually see what that Canva graphic looks like. It's probably maybe 4 inches by 2 inches. And it's intended to just be placed throughout your blog post, something that's very visual, that's promoting your freebie, that when somebody clicks on that, then they're directed to an opt-in form for your lead magnet. So create that graphic in Canva and then scatter it throughout your blog post. And so then what ends up happening is as people find your blog post organically on Google, they read your blog post. Again, your blog post is optimized for SEO. So you're using keywords throughout it. And these are keywords that we know people are searching for. They land on your blog post, they read it, they're going to opt in to your freebie. And even better, if you have the ability within your email marketing platform and your website to be able to create a pop-up, pop-ups work really well. So what that means is somebody lands on your blog post and they start scrolling down and all of a sudden a pop-up shows up and it says, hey, download this. So for us, you know, hey, download the PES statement cheat sheet. Those actually, for us, have been even more effective than just having the graphics embedded throughout our blog posts. So this is a really easy strategy that can be set up fairly seamlessly, especially if you already have blog posts related to the topic of your freebie. And if you already have a freebie, this can be set up quite easily. And so if you already have blog posts, thinking about how can I embed this image, this freebie image throughout my blog posts to make those blog posts work harder for you by directing people to your email list. All right. So that is a simple strategy that you can implement to grow your email list passively. I hope you enjoyed this short and sweet episode today. Just something that was top of mind for me as we have been talking about growing our email list in between our launch periods. So have an awesome week and we will see you next Thursday.